Eh? Scandal. Gossip. Rolly.
Sometimes we do manage to get two in them.
Trying to put a PBX line on an A line circuit.
Don't worry about it. I'm only telling you don't know.
He said you'll never be asked to do anything you haven't been trying to do. And he The only thing I've ever been trained to do is outside overhead construction.
You haven't heard about a construction course?
No.
I'm great.
When I come into exchange, I'll come in, I said, I'm a good fan for you.
That's how we all started, right?
Well, I hurt me back, you know, and I come back after I've been off 12 months. I come back in and I said, have a go at that, and then...
Yeah. Have a run and jump.
Well, have a go at CP, you know, I said, what's that, you know? And I told him, what the hell, I can't do that. He said, well, have a go. So I
go. When he brings your profile round, you just make sure that's what he is. He's on your fucking profile.
Oh, he's
no, good. Don't put the overhead works. They'll have it out with the bleeding ladders, like the painting.
Oh, he's fine, yeah.
You do it yourself, bloke, around here, I think, and fucking poles, isn't it? He used to come to the exchange and mend the door and paint the fence.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then suddenly he comes and says, you won't see me again.
You
know. Yeah, and the lad had got climbing poles on him.
Got wire up there, didn't he?
He used to be a jockey, hadn't he?
You know, he's involved with a lot of the work.
Yeah, I think he was a jockey when he was in his life. Oh, no, he's good to talk to. He brightens your day when he turns up till he is.
Do you reckon that's Terry? Terry, what's that for now? Yeah, but you haven't read it, right, see? 11 o'clock or something, they say.
You won't be going across the boundary, you know, to the south with it, don't you? Fucking hell, mate, we're going to need a passport.
It's 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, and they say, oh, just have a switch train, mate. I'll get it to you. You can come on, yeah. Well, that could be all. Put it out, wouldn't it?
Where's the bridge north past?
What?
North.
Yeah, there's a little note on my little letter from Mr. Brannigan about the safety.
Bridge North didn't come under our domain, does it?
Yeah, no, we'll stay at Bridge North in your report to Kidderminster. But that will be reviewed in the near future.
From Bridge North to where is it you've been working?
Well, actually, I wouldn't mind having a change to Camden and buy a house in Camden. That could pay the difference.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Because the locals can't buy houses in Camden, and too dear.
No.
That's bad, isn't it?
What?
Yeah, I wouldn't actually want to live in Camden with all
that's something I want to swap from Camden to Bridge North. To a spot.
When I went in this morning, it's been a factory dock.
What exchange is Bridge North?
Yeah, it's all done there.
They
did 2001
first. Where is exchange? I mean, I've been into Bridge North a number of times. I never remember seeing it. It's in the top half of town.
Yeah, it's in the top. As you go across the bridge, you have to swing round to your left, and then there's a split in the road. But the road is round the bottom, there's one that goes up the side of the hill.
Yeah.
The side of the hill, right at the very top of that hill. Just before you get onto the street, the next street. Good job. Yeah,
so great.
Spending £600,000 ripping up the runway so they can
plant
the fir tree.
Colin Bell.
Fucking mental. Yes, damn mental. All the squares are being ripped up.
Yeah. Bell, Summerby, trees.
600,000 quid fucking grand.
Got a good side then, yeah. Is there a book?
What do you do? Take these courses,
Sam Shooter,
think?
A little industrial estate.
What's your name?
Gypsy camp there.
I thought Liverpool were unlucky. Oh, sorry, wrong game.
A long time ago. 64.
I enjoy seeing Liverpool get stuff.
52,
I think.
I needed to get stuff
by. I met a bloke and I'm
worried about you. Some Italian
thing. Hey! And
if I didn't your loyalty,
where do you think?
You know what he had?
You weren't showing Liverpool on there.
He bought the contract to remove all the cables from the airport.
Who stuffed it up them?
And he paid £300 quid.
Where do they come from?
The contract. And on the first day, right, he took £6,500 worth of cable off the surface. And he was there about 3 years. He was pulling fucking cable out that big. out of the ground. Fucking copper in it with a stick of your finger. A fucking lead sheathing on it with
also that switching back.
Amazing, well, man, ain't it?
A bit of a time difference between the two, wasn't it? So, what's the first half of the Liverpool game? Switch over the top.
I always remember my exit from Bridge North. When we had all the kit let down on a lorry down to the station.
Which one?
The bloke's Venables
or Shrews?
He's the manager,
right?
And it was a rule that you've got to have a bloke with a red flag out the front and another bloke because of the traffic on the road, see?
Yeah.
And what did I get? I got the job flag. Out the bloody front. So, of course, I comes round the corner, there's me marching up the middle of the road with a red flag, and there's no other bloody inside, you know? I come round the corner, I thought, all right, right.
Yeah, that was Mr. Ricard.
No, as I say, I mean, really, I should have been cheering Liverpool on, but no English teams left in there.
Just
the Italians.
And Dutch.
They may run backwards, but they don't half look good when they're running. Some nice uniforms, aren't they? Nice clothes. Alan Tisley was my mate 6 years ago. And we went to nightclub, and I got in what I thought was the queue for the bogs. I'm standing there in this queue, mile long, and I got to the front, and just as I went round the corner, right, the toilets were empty. They were all standing there, ready, waiting for going to the sink to comb their hair, wet their comb, and comb their hair, queuing up for the mirror.
That's hilarious. Fits in with the stories you hear, doesn't it, really?
Villa. Oh, it's quite good.
That's what you got to do. We're scoring less goals than you.
Yeah, and scoring less goals than Warsaw. What a
Africana.
There's going to be some trouble whichever way it went. Just that there'll be less trouble now, because the ones with the guns will be causing the trouble and the ones with the spears will be trying to get it off them. They've all got weapons, all their wives have got weapons.
Nice, mate. Had a vote on Persia. Blast didn't have a vote.
Yeah. It's going to be a battle. Somewhere. Obviously, it will be another battle.
How many miles is it from us?
No, I haven't got a bear back. This is a bear behind. And anybody who wants to see my bear behind can.
Well, that's an offer. That's it's pretty hard to refuse, isn't it, Bob?
He's not your favourite bear, is he?
You can't do it today, thanks so much.
Not that much.
No.
Probably been about half a dozen times in your life.
Ah, oh, you don't just all go over here.
No.
Through choice or money financial? Or?
I don't bother. Well, no, it isn't like an holiday when I go over there because I've got that many relatives across. You have to go see them, don't you? And go down to see them.
Ah, oh,
so. You have to be there 2 months before you've met everybody. And it just gets on the nerves. Because if you don't go see one, you get offended, and if you go see somebody that somebody else doesn't like, they get offended, and it's awful. So I just go over there when I do with my mates and get pissed.
That sounds very British.
Yeah, don't go see any of them, just go and get pissed.
Oh, very English.
My mate last time, he was bloody, we were both smashed, come out of this bar, and we don't close till late there.
and big neon sign outside the bar, so he decides he wants to piss. Couldn't find any corners, so he starts having a piss on this neon sign. Oh god, and he could have killed himself. All you could see was steam coming off him. Oh, grabs him, like, pulls him away, and stuff, he's going everywhere it is. And this bar, this neon sign's in the middle of two massive big windows, and the bar's still full inside, and everybody can see him. Oh, he's on it. Hello, Mary.
Hello.
All right, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Down here for the day?
No.
All week, months, years?
Terrible, that, isn't it?
Killer.
Well, didn't blow up. Bang.
Yeah. We had the police to us. They're making a noise. We're stopping in my uncle's old apartment. And it was like no eating on, no water on. It was ready for sale. We were stopping in there, sleeping in sleeping bags on the floor. And we decided to have a party one night, called a pestle. My cousin and all his mates came in. The police came to us. Christ. You agree?
Memorable.
Yeah. He was chatting my cousin up, because I don't know who they are. He chats this bird up, and next day he's got a name and address, which I can't remember it. And my mum looks at, saw the name and address, and said, that's your bloody cousin, she's only 14. So I added him there, I said, oh, you, keep your hands to yourself. And we got duffed in by a load of lads, because they've still got military service over there, conscription. And we went to this bar, and you know what they're like when you get clicks. They're like everywhere, aren't they? And there's me and my mate pissed, being loud. And all these lads looking at us, and we nearly got into a spot of bottle there. Very good. Really enjoyed it. Great 2 weeks.
What did you tell him, girls? You see when they're young, they're
great, aren't they, when they're young, yeah.
Them, they're about 25 now.
Yeah, I know. The answer is...
too much faster.
I was going to say, the answer is to always have under 25 once they get over that chuck of them.
Now, Roland.
That's why the Italian men, when they... British women go over there, they're always chasing them, aren't they?
They don't chase anything.
Yeah.
Doesn't just
be a British woman,
is that,
is it? You're
bastard, you
are. That's
why they should better go over slowly. Yeah, yeah. Do you support
an Italian team, then, or...? No, I don't know.
They're fanatical over there, aren't they? Mm.
Yeah.
Yes, there's a lot of them at Anfield last night, that's been about 3,000.
I bet there was some trouble out in the top one there as well, because you know some of the prestigious in the top one too. In the grade there was a lot of Dutch skinheads there, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah, they're terrible out of the Dutch.
They get rid of that grade, don't they? So we're nearly finished for today, are we?
Yeah. 20 minutes, it seems.
Let's go then.
Once he's rolling, he gets rolling, mate. There's no stopping him. Slow start of him, bloody hell. Can he steam down that own straight?
You're allowed 5 minutes for what?
To come in live.
Oh, yeah? Travel all the way from England.
To your headquarters. To your
headquarters. Chaos. Yeah.
How far is Evesham?
Yeah, the last two
talking,
more
I thought
traffic.
It was about 30 miles away.
The last two more traffic when he...
I'm Is that as bad as it?
Everybody's been down that road.
I mean, it was there for years. It was really bad, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Redid it lovely. And then since they've done it, it's been up every
Waterman in the road.
But it was only next week the Gart added up, isn't it? The very next week. The Gart added all up, didn't they?
You think that I said something before? Anybody want to do any work before we really serve it?
We were all right.
It was amazing. Yeah. I mean, nobody worked down there for years.
It was the very next week when they finished. And they waited for them to finish it.
Patchwork quilt now, isn't it, the road?
Yeah. What about that area outside the Stars? That was a lovely little area with a bench and those trees. And they got the tree up and they left the dirty great big hole there. The tree slung over the side.
That's the waterboard.
Mind you, they looked some evil bastards.
Murphy's contractors.
Well, it's this.
See the way they drag them tractors out of the depot,
By hand. The teeth. That road surface on the motorway going north is dead noisy.
It's just
two lane.
Oh, that bit.
Just as you get on here, whatever junction this is.
Until
you get to the bridge at the end of the roadworks where it goes into three lanes again. It's really noisy. Really bloody noisy.
You want to go in a telecom van?
No, don't.
Noise in your Porsche? Can you hear it?
Rubber, yeah, the rubber. Tires.
So they can get out and get on early instead of having to sit in the traffic while the rest of the plebs.
The reason they go was because the ambulance station is at the top of Red Hill. Well, on that road they had a working complete circle around Worcester, so the ambulance get high speed to any sort of part of the city without going through any traffic or any damage to the public. That was their fear. But I mean, they joined the walls and they joined the Worcester Road to
Well, you can on that motorway on a Friday night because it stopped there. On a Friday night at 5 o'clock it stopped there.
It's another reason to finish early tomorrow, isn't it, for me?
Never use that motorway on a Friday evening.
Quite a bit
of
road
for that stuff, isn't it? In the morning, it just stopped there, coming down from 3 to 4.
And
life, isn't it?
Oh, he can do that with some luxuries as well.
No, not a swimming pool, you've got to have a swimming pool.
On Sunday, maybe the summer. That's
probably
the
busy
joy,
isn't it?
Dick in the
swimming
pool.
Yeah, honest. Yeah, that's it. I look that. Well, look what I found in my pocket.
No, it's
no, you haven't seen Sam. That's a surprise, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I haven't seen Sam for a while since we lost the swimming pool.
Perhaps that's why he didn't have a swimming pool.
Yeah, didn't want to see him again.
Just find out who his true friends were.
What he was dirty friends with.
You had a little visit from Mr. Thing, whatever his name is? What did he... sending you out, was he?
About what?
About the course. No, the other chappy was on the course next week.
Oh! Yeah, he said he was going to be out
of funeral. He was being very human today.
He was, wasn't he?
He was very saying that he's lost his sit down job doing nothing as well now. How long has he been in there doing nothing? Ever since I've been coming down here, he's been in there.
He's got away with it for 10 years.
What's he can do being in there then? He's on
TEO now, on Headley Griffiths stuff.
Really?
Got a van, him and Nigel got a van now, and they go out. They're taking over from Dave.
I know him.
Are they?
Doing cracky the name now, isn't he, Headley?
Well, Dave and Bob.
He's an empire builder. If ever there was an empire builder, Headley is the king of kings.
Trying to get Smurf figures, you know, the single number of.
We've had a few battles with him, he's always lost.
And all that.
He took over the exchange at Blakedown.
They're putting all their time.
Fill a loft full of his stores.
Dan basically was shut down, isn't he, Bob
Engel?
Dave Lyman's Redditch. They split them all up. They were all Blakedown at one time.
So what he did, he got buildings
in the
middle.
So they get the faults in that area, rather than having to move out for like...
I mean, anybody else would get kicked out, wouldn't they? To his advantage, he said just what he wanted, is to come back. We didn't know at the time.
You go there, you
just
go there.
Just what he wanted. Same, sir. You want the stores out, fairly enough, we'll have this
booking across
there. And then they're building a petition across, so he's now got an office twice as big as he had before. He did have three offices, but Jim's knocked him down to two.
He's what?
He looks after his men now. I mean, they're going about him, but he looks after his lads.
Well, I've never been on his staff, mind you. It's a bit different.
He looks after his
clients. What do they do? Well, as long as they behave as you want.
The thing that pleased everybody in the stroke was Headley crashed his car.
His number plate HJG1. Oh, yeah, Headley's number plate.
HJG9L.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
9L.
He'll get it, mate.
So there was a big cheer when he crashed his car on the stroke, wasn't there? When Headley crashed his car in the stroke. Did you hear about that?
No.
We don't know whether he was on a call out. Going to put some at right, but he crashed his car. He got up to Bridge North and was all cheap.
Brake pipes are cut. Go on, lads. Then.
No.
Oh, God, the pressure.
I'd like just do a couple of hours then before dinner. Sorry, Sam.
Yes,
we've
rumoured that he was on a call out in exchange.
We know that when the story has to do.